everyone. Bienvenidos a Del Taco al Tango. Today we have a special show. My name is Liliana. I'm here with Ross. Hi, Ross.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. And we have our guest. His name is Mikel, and he's from España. Hi, Mikel. How are you?
Hello, Liliana. I don't know how I am. I mean, I am a bit upset with your t-shirt. Anyway, I think we should continue.
Okay.
But be careful today.
He's angry because I'm wearing a Real Madrid shirt. And you're a what? A Barca?
Obviously, Real Madrid is from Spain. But if I should choose a team in Spain, I would choose Barcelona for sure.
Barcelona.
Yes, yes, yes.
Really?
Of course.
We're better.
For us, we are from the Basque country, from the north of Spain, and we are a bit in fighting, let's say, with Real Madrid. So for sure, we liked everything against Real Madrid. So then we support Barcelona.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's start with this. The first question. Do you actually think Spanish league is the best one in the world?
Yes, I think so. I think Spanish is the best one in the world. Mm-hmm. Actually, we have the best football players in the world. So I think it's the best one in the world, of course.
What about you, Ross? What do you think?
On results, maybe Italy, I think, has recently been doing very well. Italy won the World Cup. Mm-hmm. Milan won the Champions League and the World Club Cup. But a lot of people also say the English is the best. So I don't particularly like the English, even though a lot of Irish people do. But a lot of people like to watch the English, and the Spanish is definitely one of the best. It's hard to say one is the best in the world.
And who is your favorite from the Spanish league?
Barcelona, maybe Barcelona, I guess, out of all them. Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm all alone here.
Two against one.
Yes, I think we are going to win today. Yeah, Liliana, be careful with us.
Okay. So who are the best teams in Spain then?
Of course, obviously, Real Madrid and Barcelona. Depending for whom would be Real Madrid, depending for whom Barcelona, but the most known ones and the best ones are Real Madrid and Barcelona, all about the history.
Okay then.
Which are the clubs that have been doing better? I mean, Barcelona and Real Madrid are known as the most famous, but recently I know Valencia have done well. And
yes, lately there are some... teams that, for example, Valencia, Deportivo, also Sevilla, and last 2 years he has been very, very good. Anyway, these teams are good for some time, for 3, 4, 5 years, and
right.
Late that they go down again.
That's right. I remember a couple of years ago there was Real Madrid against Valencia in the Champions League final, and then
right.
Sevilla won the UEFA Cup. I think it was a year or only last year, or
yeah,
a year or two
a bit
years
more,
ago.
A bit more, yeah.
Yeah. But Spain and Italy have been doing both very, very well.
The only problem we have in Spain is that we have very, very good teams,
mm-hmm.
but for the national team, we never get very good results. And I think, I don't know why, but they don't feel really the football players, the team. They just care about the money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the teams do very well, but the national team, they don't.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's strange because I think we never won any World Cup, and everybody says that maybe you can say the first, the second, the third, but the Spanish league is one of the best, and we never won anyone.
You never won the World Cup?
Anyone, no.
Anything, any big competition?
No, any big competition.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
It's strange. It's
like Mexico, we're so good.
I think you are very good on tacos, you are very good on something else, but I don't think so about football.
No, we're good in the World Cup, but we always play good and at the end we lose. I don't know. But anyway, we're talking about European soccer, well, football that we call. Okay, I heard that in Spain, Sunday is a big day for men. Why is this?
Yes, of course. And for all the boys, 90% of the boys, and after the afternoon, they go for taking some drinks with friends, and after that, they go to see the football matches.
Really?
Yes.
And it's every Sunday?
Every Sunday. Every 2 Sundays, you have the team in your stadium, let's say, and the other 2 Sundays, you go to a bar or somewhere to see the football match with your friends to see it, yeah.
And what is the divorce rate exactly?
depending, but more and more. It's getting more and more used to.
But are there women? Are they into soccer a lot or not really?
Not too much. We have always a fighting. We go with friends. The women stay at home or doing other plans, but we get angry with them. Anyway, we manage it. We manage it somehow.
That's amazing. Well, in Mexico, we don't have that as much. I mean, yes, we're big in soccer, but it's not every Sunday.
It's true that now more and more girls are going to the football stadiums, are playing more and more football matches, but it's not still as much as boys, for sure.
Well, sure. I mean, if you cannot beat them, join them. Why not? I mean, still, players, and seriously, World Cup, a lot of women, they like to see because the players are a lot. They're very cute. Yeah. Okay, I have to give the female point of view. Come on.
Who do you think is the cutest player then? Who's your favorite?
That's a good question. I'm not going to say the obvious because I actually think Beckham is not
that. I knew you were
going
to say that.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he is.
Right.
I think Rafa Márquez is.
Rafa Márquez, the one playing in Barcelona.
Yes. Yeah? He's Mexican.
Yeah, that's true.
You just looked at that like 5 minutes before he came in here looking for some good looking lad.
I did not. I
you
just
did.
Think.
I just saw it.
No, whatever. I did not. But anyway, I have a question. We're talking about Beckham.
I
was reading that he was paid like, well, right now for the LA Galaxy team,
right.
Like 145 million or something.
Yeah,
but when he was in Real Madrid, also he was paid a lot. Is he really worth it?
I think yes. Either from the sports view, it is, because he's a very, very good football player. And if you just see from the business strategy, I think it's also very good because you spend a lot of money on him, you pay a lot of money to him. But you get that money back for sure, and much, much more than that.
Because that's amazing.
You could have very, very good commercial strategy, commercial business. And you could also have much more incomes. And I think, for example, Real Madrid, when they signed David Beckham, they came to China, they go to Asia, they go to all over the world, and also in the US, it's much more known now than they were before. So yeah, I think it's a good strategy to sign Beckham.
Beckham is a bit unlucky because Fabio Capello is the new England manager, So he is they've got a match coming up and Beckham has been left off the team. So
yes, that's true.
Beckham was pretty unlucky because the England manager obviously, Beckham was normally the captain. Mm-hmm. For England, but now Fabio Capello, they always had a little bit of
fighting
between them, and now he's been left off. So
yeah, but now he's in LA and he's even having reality shows.
True.
It's insane. Oh, it's amazing what advertisement can make. But anyway, so who do you consider the best player in the world right now?
I think it's very difficult to say there is just one best player in the world. I mean, for each position, there is one best player, maybe. And actually, they say, for example, Kaká.
Is the...
No, not Kaká. Kaká means something else, Liana.
I know, that's what I'm saying. There's actually a guy called Kaká.
No, Kaká? It's Kaká.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Okay, in Spanish, that means poo. Yeah. Really?
Right.
Is it with a C too?
C. And the name with Kaká name is with K.
Oh, okay.
But that one you said is in with C.
Yeah,
and
right.
The accent is different. Anyway, don't mix it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He doesn't play like poo. He's pretty. Okay. He's pretty amazing. Actually, seriously.
No, he's very, very good one. But I think there are much more good football players.
And he's from where is he from?
Brazil.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Brazil has amazing
cool.
players. So okay, that's now one of the best players now. But from all time, who would you say it's one of the best?
I think there is a very big deal about that. Depending to whom you speak, some of them they say it's Pelé, some of them they say Maradona, but depending to whom you speak about, but should be some of that, guys.
What about you, Ross? Who do you think are...
Well, if I was saying for Ireland, I'd say Roy Keane. But if I was saying realistically, all time would be, probably Maradona.
Yeah.
Maradona in his peak, playing for Barcelona, playing for Napoli.
That's true.
Yeah.
In Mexico, we are very, very proud of Hugo Sanchez.
Yes, and he played in
Real
Spanish
Madrid.
League in Real Madrid. Yeah.
Yeah, he was great.
He was the Pichichi two times. You know Pichichi, what it is?
No, what is that?
The one who scores more goals in the league.
Oh, really?
That's called Pichichi in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Pichichi.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't have any meaning. Eh? If you go to the dictionary, it doesn't have any meaning, but that's how we call to the guy who scores most goals, more goals in the league.
So what's it like in the Spanish league with the fans? I mean, Real Sociedad is the team that you support, right?
Yes.
And what's the kind of the atmosphere at those? I mean, we all know Barcelona, we know Real Madrid, they're very famous. But we're at the smaller stadiums. I believe when I've been to a few matches that the real fans support those teams. I mean, everyone around the world, you might say, oh, who do you support in the Spanish league? And I would say Barcelona, but I'm not really a true fan. I mean, you're from Real, you support Real Sociedad. It's a local team, right?
Yeah, yes.
So, I mean, what do they do? The fans do everything? Any kind of organized, any events for the, every Sunday?
I think, right? It's a very big difference between the big teams and the small teams. In Spain, there are for sure two big teams, Barcelona and Real Madrid, but there are many, many small teams. I mean, for example, in our case, I am from San Sebastian, from the north of Spain, and we have Real Sociedad. And it's like, I mean, everybody goes to the stadium to support your team. You have your own songs, and it's like, I mean, something like in England, like it's very small stadiums with very close to the football players. Everybody's singing, and I think it's very, very amazing.
Do you have the flags and the flares,
yes,
and everything?
Of course.
You don't throw like pigs' heads onto the
what? Pigs' heads?
When I was in Barcelona for a short time, there was Barcelona Real Madrid match, and obviously that's one of the biggest games of in the world, one of the local biggest derbies, and. Which fan was it? The Barcelona fans.
Barcelona fan.
Oh, when Luis Figo went to the corner,
yes,
corner
true.
Flag.
Yes, true.
The Luis Figo used to play for Barcelona, and the Barcelona fans, they brought in a pig's head and throw it when he was going down for the corner. There was stuff flying at him, like bottles, coins.
My God!
And then a pig's head like rolled onto the pitch.
Oh my God!
It was in the news everywhere. I mean, you don't know it?
No, I never heard of this.
They throw everything. I mean, in football, anywhere in the world, they throw everything on. I think they even had like a chicken. They threw it one time at some of the players.
A live chicken, naturally.
That time. Yeah, the pig was pre-cooked. Yeah.
Wow, that's very civilized, really. You see, this is why I don't go to this kinds of games.
It's fantastic. No, you're missing out. You're missing out.
No,
it's incredible.
Thank you. I think that's good. I like to see it in the TV, and when it's the World Cup, that's okay. No. But pigs and chickens flying, no thank you.
It's something I think that's very different from American football and European soccer, football, that there's that kind of like passion, and they really get into it. And sometimes it does turn a little bit violent, which is a bit unnecessary. But
that's right.
You have some incredible things that happen, and the fans like wait every Sunday for that match, and they get together, especially the local fans like Real Sociedad. They get together and they have just a crazy, crazy feeling. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, I think that's a great part of the culture. You know, in Mexico, I've been to El Estadio Azteca, which is like the second biggest stadium in the world after the Maracana.
Maracana in Brazil.
Yeah, in Brazil. And I went to one of the classics of classics, which is America against Chivas. And it's insane how people get. They really get mad, you know. There was people fighting, and but other people, they were just now like chanting. So it's a great, great show. But I mean, if you're not a fan, which I'm not, so it was great.
You know, Liliana, that Mexican football is getting more and more popular in Spain?
Is it? Really?
Yeah, there are some ex-football players. For example, Butragueño, Emilio Butragueño. You know him from Real Madrid?
No.
He was one of the best one in Real Madrid ever. And he went to Mexico for training. And there are others, for example, Vaquero from Barcelona. He also went to train a Mexican team. But I think they didn't do very well, but it's getting more and more popular.
Wow, that's great, really.
Yeah, and at the moment we have at least one, Javier Aguirre. He's from Mexico. He's training now Atletico Madrid.
Wow. Okay,
so it's quite popular now, the Mexican football, at least football players or trainers in Spain.
Well, that's great to hear. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for being here. It was great talking about soccer. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you to you, Liliana.
Thank you.
Okay, hasta la próxima.